And how about now for some kissing and listening? There's no more powerful reminder of that first kiss than hearing the song that was playing in the background at the time. Chances are it was some kind of popular love song. People have been writing those for a long time. But for some people, only a Shakespearean sonnet is capable of carrying the true meaning of love. But the two forms may have more in common than you think. Day-to-day's Shani Jardin has more.
A few years ago, Jason Mitchell, who also goes by the pen name DJ Danny Cassidy, took a poetry class. Each week, his instructor required students to memorize an obscure poem, often hundreds of years old. Cassidy found this difficult, but knew his professor had a reason for the assignment.
Her point was that, you know, 200 years ago, people could recite these poems at will from memory. You know, most people I know nowadays can't recite a single poem from memory, but we have hundreds of pop songs, the lyrics to these obscure pop songs, in our brains.
That revelation inspired him to compile two books of 70s and 80s pop music lyrics, I Can't Fight This Feeling and You Give Love a Bad Name. Their songs immortalized as radio hits by such artists as Barbara Streisand, Olivia Newton-John, and Michael Bolton.
Sometimes people will start reading these lyrics aloud at random, and a lot of times you won't recognize the song that the lyrics are from. It'll take you a couple lines before you pick up on what you're hearing.
Every time I see you, all the rays of the sun are streaming through the waves in your hair.
I mean, for example, there's some really beautiful poetry in the Air Supply song, Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
And every star in the sky is taking aim at your eyes like a spotlight. The beating of my heart is a drum, and it's rock.
One person who noticed and appreciated Cassidy's lyric collections was Holly Barbaccia. She knows a thing or two about the language of love. She's an instructor at the University of Pennsylvania, and she uses the Cassidy books in an English course.
It's Hit Me Baby One More Time, the erotic lyric tradition from Ovid to the Magnetic Fields.
Students begin the semester exploring amorously inspired classic literature, but by the end of it, they're analyzing such timeless works as Donna Summer's Hot Stuff and Madonna's Like a Virgin.
I know that these songs often get criticized as being lyrically very simple, you know, not complicated, not very intellectual. But on the other hand, I think they express in a very simple way some pretty complicated themes that, you know, we do see in earlier poets. I think Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield is a sort of a classic, and that, you know, is just really riffing on an Ovidian motif that, you know, indeed love is a kind of a battle in which, you know, we're all soldiers fighting for our lives.
We are young. Hearted to heart. We stay.
You're begging me to go, then making me stay. Why do you hurt me so bad? It would help me to know. Do I stand in your way? Or am I the best thing you've had?
We are strong. No one can tell us where to roam.
We are young. Heartache to heartache we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battlefield.
Love is a
English instructor Barbaccia gave us an example of a classic poem that has something in common with Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield. She cited this sonnet by 14th century poet Francis Petrarch.
I love another, and thus I hate myself. I feed me in sorrow and laugh in all my pain. Likewise displeaseth me both death and life, and my delight is causer of this strife. And, you know, we see ideas from that poem showing up kind of all over the place.
Barbaccia says the lyrics chronicled in these two books reveal how modern pop songs recycle metaphors, images, and musical motifs also found in the classics.
I mean, I think that in itself is worth studying and considering, even if the songs themselves aren't on par with Shakespeare.
In other words, perhaps those silly love songs aren't so silly after all. For Day to Day in Los Angeles, I'm Shani Jardin.
And thanks to NPR's Carl Castle for lending his voice.